welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Murder Falcon story. If you'd like to check out our previous coverage, check out our last episode.
I always love it when it's the last episode because it's so much easier to say than, you know, the last 68 episodes.
You never have to say it.
Exactly. For you, I mean. Uh-huh. It's easier for you to say.
It's also really easier for me to say when it's just a one story arc.
This as is opposed
just,
to,
literally
know, like,
just a one and done.
Go back and listen to issues, you know, 58 through 72.
Yeah. And you get better on that one.
Yeah. We should make a list of where they're at and then, like, highlight them in different colors.
That's actually not a bad idea. Because it especially makes it easier than what I would do and try and figure it out.
Going back through the
Fireside page.
That's what I usually do.
Yeah. But anyway, so we start out here. Jake and Murph are practicing. Jake's practicing on his guitar. Murph's practicing punching in a punching bag.
Blowing the sand out of a punching bag.
Oh, yeah.
But the noise does not fit with what he's doing.
No, it really doesn't. It's fine, though.
Whap, 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 whap.
Jake, like, hits a... Okay. Thanks for that. Jake hits a wrong chord, and it kind of translates to Murph. Yeah, like, his punch kind of stalls.
Owie.
You know, Jake, you know, kind of apologizes, but he's like, look, it's been a long time. I have to practice. And Murph's like, it's okay. You know, this is what practice is for. And we then see they're at Nate's guitar place next door.
Which we just noticed when it pans over to Nate.
Yeah, exactly. Which is interesting considering that Nate has a punching bag in his guitar store. But whatever. I'm assuming this is in the back.
Yeah, probably.
And Nate is there fixing guitars. But as he is trying to fix it, he's got like arthritis or
carpal tunnel.
His hands aren't working like they used to.
Nate's an older guy. We should point that out.
Yes. And Jake finally figures it out. Like, hey, are you okay? And Nate's just like, yeah, I just
like
wish
to point
I
out
could
that,
still play.
I'd also like to point out that Nate just is totally cool with Murder Falcon. Like,
well, again, they live in a world where there's
monsters
roaming around.
Yes, but this is not a monster. This is, you know, something
but
else.
But this is nothing different than the cops or that lady with the baby.
I guess that's
being
true.
Okay
not
with
thinking,
either. Like,
yeah.
they live in a world where there's shit just coming out
that's
anywhere.
True.
They don't care. I think actually we see that in the next issue when they try to find the drum set and the two guys at the store are just like, huh, we'll get there.
Yeah.
But as they're sitting there, they overhear on the news.
This just in.
Yeah. This perfectly, just TV on, whatever. But the monsters are being sighted downtown. So, Jake and Murder Falcon, you know,
here we come to save the day.
Yeah, basically, yeah. They suit up or hop in the van. And then we get Johan. He is working as a barista.
Yeah.
This lady.
Yeah.
This is, I'm not going to say she's posh or anything, but she definitely does have a fur coat with some wild hair and matching lipstick, but whatever. She's like, I want a latte, but I don't want one shot. Last time you gave me one shot. I want one and a half. Like, how is, okay, whatever. And Johan's just like,
yeah, sure. No problem. Yep.
No problem.
I'm not listening to anything you say. I'm going to make it how I want to make it. And you're just going to think that it's made the way you wanted it.
But then they start hearing some noise outside and they all rush to the window and they see Murder Falcon.
Is that a bird?
They see Murph, you know, punching these monsters, but Johan sees Jake with a guitar just
fucking
shredding. And Murder Falcon, as he's shredding, Murder Falcon is shredding these monsters, and that did take a lot out of Jake. He was kind of tired after it.
Yeah.
He also mentions that the Veldar are getting tougher. And Johan's like, Jake, is that you? Oh, that's amazing. I love, and it's like, who is this guy? I love the bandana. Talk about the
Murder Falcon Rambo.
Mm-hmm. And once Murder Falcon realizes that this is Johan.
You're the Johan?
the one and only. And he's like, what? What a fortune. Like, we need to find your man, and here he is. And Jake's just like, yeah, fortunate. Wonderful.
Super.
Yeah. But I don't love how Johan's just like, well, I think I'm done for the day. I'm going to go with these guys now. And
yeah, just
this is fine. I quit. I don't think he actually quit, but.
Sorry, guys.
He definitely just leaves.
Yep.
Yeah.
They, I hope he didn't finish that lady's drink.
Nah, I'm. yeah, they go to a
Burger Town.
24-hour Burger Town.
Everything's 24 hours in this place. It's fantastic.
I mean, you got to get money somehow.
I guess.
And they're just, you know, eating, having lunch or whatever. And
I would not want to sit in the same side of the booth as Murder Falcon.
I don't think... I'm surprised he actually fits in there. Not going to lie. I mean, like I said, Jake's a bigger guy.
I do have to
Murder
say,
Falcon
though,
is huge.
I love how Murder Falcon's wearing the Converse sneakers.
Yeah. With his giant khaki pants.
Cargos, yeah.
Anywho. So, Johan's like, all right, cool. Like, we can totally do this. I'll go get my guitar. And Murph is like, no, we need to find the instrument for you.
We have to find the bass.
Yeah.
Not.
And Johan's like, but Jake said that his old guitar transformed. And Murph is like, yes, I used the last bit of my power to transform it to get to your world, to, you know, bring Jake on this quest. And so, we get Murph explaining more about what's going on. And he talks about the heavy. And when they show the heavy, we see this giant anvil
with a throne sitting on top of it and a hammer hanging above
yeah.
it and, like, heavy-ass chains.
It's heavy. Pretty heavy and pretty amazing.
It's pretty heavy. Is there a problem in the future with the gravity?
Thanks, Doc. Let's see
it's
here.
A really loud page flip.
It's fine. I'm sure it didn't pick up on the microphone. I'm sure it totally picked up on the microphone.
So they all pile into the van.
But yeah, so they... hold on, before that, they're you know, trying to figure out what's going on, and Jake is all like, you know, this is
dangerous.
Well, this is very dangerous, and Johan's like, no, this is the best thing ever. But it definitely seems like Jake is talking down to Johan, like, trying to convince him not to do this.
Yeah.
And it's really just Jake convincing himself not to bring in his friends.
Yeah.
But Murph reaches into his fanny pack and whips out this shred detector.
Yes. it's Batman's utility belt.
Basically, yeah.
What do I need? I don't know, but I bet you it's in here.
Bat repellent. Shark repellent.
Shark repellent.
Yeah. But yeah, then they get into the van and they are going with guess it is this page, or this book. I thought it was the last one. The next one. They're using the shred detector to try and find Johan's base.
Yeah.
And they end up in this metal heaven. It's just this record store.
Records, CDs, DVDs, comics, and t-shirts.
We buy used for cash. Love it. But yeah, it's telling them to go in here. So as they walk in, we've got these two employees in the background.
Welcome to heavy metal heavy...
I also like how this one guy's like, you can't say Saint Anger is good. How can you work here and say that?
I agree with that. Saint Anger sucked.
I mean, it's definitely not Metallica's best.
It's actually on the opposite side of the spectrum. That and Garbage Inc. Oh, I'm sorry. That's Garage Inc. No, I was right the first time.
Ouch. Anyway.
Anything they've made past the 90s, just...
I mean, what was it? S&M was their probably the best one.
Possibly.
I mean, it was just amazing.
I'm pretty big fan of the Black Album.
Ooh,
and,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I don't listen to music as much as I used to, but I remember listening to that shit all the time.
I don't even remember. Like, I've got 3 Metallica CDs.
You still have CDs?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, but I can't remember what's on any of them because I don't even know where they are right now.
They're
in a box somewhere.
I think mine are in a box up in the attic.
Sounds about right.
Because no one cares about CDs anymore.
That's not true. I have a CD player in both my vehicles.
So do I, but I don't have any CDs in them.
Oh, I have a bunch of burnt CDs. It's easier that way.
It's all about LPs now, man.
Anywho, so they walk through the store And Murder Falcon's like, yep, should be right here. Should be an entrance. And then fucking punches a hole in the wall.
I love it. And then the entire time, the guys in the background are like, hey, that guy's an eagle with a metal arm. And after...
And the other dude's like, I'm pretty sure it's a falcon, Steve-O.
So we got Murder Falcon going down this tunnel, Jake behind him, and Johan behind him. And this is where Johan kind of, I'm not even going to say confronts, but kind of questions Jake. Like, you really don't want me here, do you? Like, yeah, I get you. You just keep looking upset the closer we get to finding this. And Jake's like, look, I just don't want to put my friends in danger. Like,
yeah,
you're a friend, and this is going to be dangerous and maybe even life-threatening. And we know what's going on with my situation. It's fine for me.
Yeah.
Because I don't care anymore.
Yeah. But with you guys, it's different.
Exactly. He's like, no, you know what, Jake? I'm here because I want to be here. I'm here to help. And, yeah. He also, what's he talking about here? He's like, what's the alternative, Jake? Keep playing bass in my room alone forever? When an opportunity like this comes along, I gotta take it. And then he brings up, like, this is like the last gig we never got to play that you never showed up for. Yeah, we start seeing why things are the way they are.
Yeah, a little tense.
Yep. But then Murph finds the bass, and it's hanging on this wall, on this, like,
it's a stairway that's made up of, like, it almost looks like the ribs of an animal, like a rib cage sitting upside down.
Yeah, I was gonna say bones, but bones isn't right.
Well, rib cage is bones.
Well, yes, but it's all stone, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what it looks like.
Yeah. And so, as they're getting ready to get to it, we get this giant Velder. What's the best way to describe this one?
If a monitor lizard banged one of those frogs that carries its babies on its back in the holes.
I mean, I would say a frog kind of felt right for this thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So, yeah. Again, this is another one that's giant. This is probably the size of, like, a Greyhound bus or something. And Murph and Jake are going to try and hold it off while Johan gets the guitar. But
it basically just slaps Murder Falcon down.
Yeah,
like,
with his tongue.
Yeah.
Like, it almost kind of, I guess, sideswipes him, but it doesn't take him by surprise.
It swishes and flaps him.
Yeah. So as soon as...
not to be confused with Fwip, which would be Spider-Man swinging his web.
Johan does get the guitar, and as he's trying to strum, trying to play, and he's like, what's happening? Like, where's the pizzazz? What's going on? And while that's happening, Murder Falcon is being just kind of thrown around. And what ends up happening is Jake and Johan get...
Underneath some rubble that's falling from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'd like to know how fucking far they went down underneath the city for, like, all this stuff to be falling and them not having, like, a building come down on top of them.
We're going to say magic.
Yep.
Actually, I am going to say magic of the heavy. And
fair enough. They walked into a separate...
Kinda. Yeah. I'll explain more of that later in later issue. So they're trapped now, and Murph is getting his ass kind of handed to him. And this is kind of one of those, like, Jake is having an existential crisis. Johan's like, hey, do you remember our last gig? And, you know, the one that the record label came to see, things were all falling into place for us, the band, finally. But you blew it off. And Jake's like, yeah. It's like, I know things have been hard. I know you've lost a lot, and I realize that we process almost everything differently, but you're not the only one who knows pain. And, you know, he said that he was there to help him. We tried to help you, but you shut all of us out. And so Jake's like, you know, I'm sorry, like, this sucks. I let you guys down, let all of us down. Like, hey, do you remember the first time we jammed together, you know, that song we learned? And
how could I forget?
Mm-hmm. And we get a couple memories of Johan at the wedding, Jake and Anne's wedding. And then we have Jake or Johan kind of consoling Jake at the hospital.
At the emergency room, yeah.
So, yeah. And so they start playing. They start strumming together. They're just going back to back. And then we get a fucking mammoth.
Murder Falcon riding in on a mammoth.
Faster than a laser bullet. I love it. And this is... the mammoth basically, like, takes his tusks and spears this Velder.
Into a pit of lava.
Uh-huh. And this is... Halford. And this is Johan's companion. I think that's the best way to put it.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, cool. Let's go find our drummer. And we go to the other dimension. And we got a couple of, like... If you were in, like, the evil villain's lair and they have all these TV setups, this is basically what it is, only it's...
Like, looking through, like, eyeball looking.
Yeah, all goopy things, whatever. Yeah, yeah. We get this creature that has all this...
stuff attached to its back.
Trying to think of the best...
almost like tendrils of, like...
There we go. Like, if you were thinking... Like, I'm thinking of, like, a robot having
remember
these...
when Neo came out of the Matrix and he was in that little bathtub thing?
There you go.
It's kind of like that, except they're all organic as opposed to...
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, robots and having, like, wires or something plugged in.
Yeah.
But he's looking through this one in particular where it's... He's watching Jake, and he hears Jake say, let's go find our drummer.
And then he growls out of his vagina mouth with teeth.
All of the tissue organ things rip off him, and he's like, how dare they? Do they not know my power? I am the Great Gulf, the black behind the door. I am Magnum Chaos. And before I crush you, Jake of Earth, you will know true fear. And he looks like this. I'm trying to remember exactly what he would look like. Like, he reminds me of something.
Have you ever played Resident Evil 2?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a mix between the bad guy in Resident Evil 2.
Nemesis?
No. The big
Mr. What was his name?
The doctor. Yeah, when the doctor turns into no.
Oh,
not the Mr. X or whatever he's called, but the main bad guy in there, Dr. Birkin.
Okay.
He uses the G virus on himself.
G virus.
No, this is a mutation.
Oh, the G virus. Okay.
After he uses that on himself, he gets like this big nasty eye that ends up in his arm, and then
yes,
which this thing at the beginning also looks like one of his forms when you fight him, and he's like a half dog thing that's like chasing you around and stuff.
Okay. But maybe that's why I keep. Yeah, maybe that's why I kept thinking. Yeah, it's so basically it's he's got a human form. His right arm is longer with a giant forearm and claws for a hand.
He's got this alligator-like head that's got an eyeball inside the mouth with an eyeball growing out of the neck and then a vagina mouth, like, where his neck should be.
I would say, like, a...
oh, it's a triangle right there.
Yeah, triangle mouth. But he is... but, yeah, this is Magnum Chaos. This is our villain.
He's a little bitch.
He's gonna probably be a problem, but we'll see. Transition into the next issue, right?
That's what I thought that was.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Murder Falcon story.